Feeling up to it? Go to Isaiah. Isaiah 43. And we're going to start at verse 2. So last week, we were talking about these trials, these bad things that come into our life. What we talked about last time was the fact that God does allow these things. Satan means them to destroy us. Amen. Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy, and he will do anything he can to accomplish that. He can't do everything that he wants to do. Amen. He's not sovereign. Did you hear what I'm saying? But the Lord God, Jehovah, is sovereign. So Satan can't throw everything he wants to at you. Amen. But God does allow certain things to come our way, certain bad things. We can call them bad things, but every trial, every storm that comes your way, God allows it for his glory. Amen. He allows it for your growth. And so in a very real way, these are not such bad things, even though they can be painful. But these are opportunities for God to show himself strong in our lives. Amen? And these are times for us to just to get closer to the Lord. And a lot of times, the Lord will allow us to go through these storms just so he can kind of shake us up a little bit and say, hey, what about me? You know what I mean? Sometimes we're just going through life doing the thing. Anyone know what I'm talking about this morning? You're going through life, you're doing the thing, everything's all right, you know? A little bit of money's in the bank or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the Lord will allow you to go through this shaking so he can draw us to him. You know, the Lord wants us to have that deep, intimate relationship with him. You know what I'm saying? That happened in my life. I remember it like it was yesterday, where, you know, I was working hard. We just got a little house, had a couple cars, had Rachel, Jeannie, and a little kid. And, man, I wasn't really sweating much, man, you know, but I wasn't walking right. I wasn't living right. And the Lord, even though I loved him, was definitely far on the back burner, you know, and I was a little proud of myself. And the Lord allowed me just to get taken to the floor. You know what I mean? He just allowed my world. Does this make sense to anyone this morning? He allowed my world to get turned upside down. Amen. This was when I look back on it, all I can say is thank you, God. You know what I mean? Thank you, God, for loving me so much that you allowed my world to get turned upside down. Amen. So I could truly realize and understand that, hey, I can't make it on my own. I need you. I need you. And you are the most important thing in our life. Amen. You can't love your mate the way you're supposed to love him if the Lord's not at the place he's supposed to be in your heart. Do you know that? You can't do it. It's always, I mean, that selfish flesh man's always trying to rise up anyways. You know what I mean? So when we allow the Lord to be in that place he's supposed to be, and we do that on a day-to-day basis, we're going to be able to be that mate we're supposed to be. We're going to be able to be that father we're supposed to be. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? So anyways, not only does God allow trials and storms and painful things into our life, amen, but one of the things that we want to tackle right away is that these things are going to happen. You know what I mean? You can be on the mountaintop one day and then find yourself in a valley the next. Amen? Life is very uncertain. Amen? Life gets crazy sometimes. But there's some awesome, amazing truths that we want to grab a hold of this morning that are going to help us get through the trials. Raise your hand if you're going through a trial right now. Adrian is. Okay, about half the church is going through a trial, and about the other half of the church needs prayer for lying. No, I got you, man. I got you. You know, here's the thing, and this is the reality of it. Either you're going through a trial or you're about to go through a trial. Amen. And that's just the place we're in. And my heart really goes out to each and every one of you this morning, because I know a lot about what a lot of people are going through. I know what's going on with a lot of the people that couldn't be here this morning. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are going through some crazy, crazy times. My heart goes out to Sister Kiwi. My heart goes out to Sister Ellen. You know, their baby's about to go off to the military. That's a big deal in the family. You know what I mean? That's a big thing. But no matter what the Lord allows to happen, no matter what the Lord allows for you to go through, there are some wonderful, wonderful, amazing things that we need to grab a hold of and hold on to them through the storm. Because if we don't, that worry, that fear, that anxiety is going to take us to a bad place. A really, really bad place. You can make a situation a lot worse by not giving it to the Lord. Amen? That is the truth of the matter. Amen? So Isaiah 43 and verse 2, this is an awesome, amazing verse. Write it down, underline it. You got it on your bulletin. Do whatever you need to do to keep this in your thoughts this week. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Amen? Isn't that awesome? I'm going to read it again because I need you guys to get excited. Okay, we're not going to be together long this morning, but you got to grab a hold of these verses and you got to store them in your heart. Amen. You can know them up here all day long. That's good. That's fine. That's a start. You can have them memorized, but let's get them in our heart this morning and let's hold on to them. Because like I said, either you're going through it or you will go through it. Amen. God will allow us to go through those crazy, crazy times. Amen. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Give them some praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Right off the bat, we see it. When you, everyone say, when you. When you. Listen, it's not an if. This isn't good news, okay? It's not if, but it's when. We will go through some storms. We will go through some shaky times in this life. Amen. The Lord's very clear about that. Amen. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean life is easy. Amen. That does not mean that at all. Amen. But it does mean that we belong to the Lord and He's a good God and a loving God. Amen. When you pass through the waters, now look at that. Not only will you go through some storms, but see, that's the thing. You will go through it. That's God's plan, is to get you through to the other side. Can I get a witness this morning? Think about what I'm saying this morning. Yes, you are going to go through things that you don't like. Yes, you're going to go through these hard times, but God says you will go through them. I'm going to get you through this to the other side, from one shore to the other. Amen? When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Now, underline that part. That is so beautiful right there. Because, yeah, life is tough. Life is hard. But God will get you through this. And while you're going through this, I'm talking Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego stuff. I'm talking Daniel in the lion's den. I'm talking about the fiery furnace. I'm talking about wherever you end up, wherever the Lord has you, wherever you're at this moment. If you love the Lord God, if you belong to the Lord, guess what? He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He's a present help in time of trouble. You see what I'm saying this morning? So I hope everything's perfect in your life, but maybe we can store this away and bury it in our hearts for when we go through this time. You know, whenever you're like, hey, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill, or man, this has happened, or I got this bad report from the doctor, or man, I just don't know what's happening right now with my loved ones, no matter what you're going through. God says, listen. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to get you all the way through it. We're going to cross to the other side, and I'm going to hold your hand every single step of the way. Amen? That is a game changer. That is a life changer. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Now look at that. Hey man, the basement's flooded. That's pretty bad news, right? We don't even have basements down here. You know what I'm saying? But listen, waters, they get higher sometimes. They can turn into those rivers where we can be like, oh man, oh man, oh man, I feel like I'm going to get swept away. This might be the end of old Paul. This is just getting too much for me to bear. Amen. It is too much for us to bear. Amen. But see, we belong to the Lord. And see, when we go through these times, we have to give our burdens to the Lord. We have to do that. Amen. Or you're going to get yourself into a place of bitterness, a place of despair. We don't want to do that, right? Waters get deeper sometimes. What I'm trying to say, let's look at the text real fast. You got it on there. When you pass through the waters, so God's going to get me through that. So remember that. When you pass through the waters, and then look down and through the rivers. What I'm trying to say this morning is you can be in a situation that you don't like, that you don't enjoy, and it can get worse before it can get better. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense to anybody at all? You know what I mean? Hey, there's a hurricane heading this way. Okay. That's kind of that first level there. Is everybody cool? What happened? What happened? Is there a ferret loose? What happened? It's commotion. Sister Claudia, what are you doing over there? Okay. When you walk through the waters, that's kind of generic. Okay, there's bad weather heading this way. There's a hurricane heading this way. That's a stressful situation. But see, that river can be like, okay, there's a hurricane in my neighborhood and a tree fell on my roof. You know what I mean? You can be in that situation. I don't like going through hurricanes. You know what I mean? And I certainly don't want a tree to fall on my roof. And I don't want a tornado to take my roof off. You know what I mean? But God does not promise that you're not going to go through stuff like that. But he says, hey, if you get in a situation and it's going from bad to worse, hold on, trust in me. Amen. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. I'm going to get you through to the other side. Hey, there's bears in the neck of the woods where I live. People are seeing them all the time. Right, Sister Dana? Oh, there's a bear in my trash can in the backyard. There's a bear in my house. That was supposed to be kind of funny. Look on the YouTube. Look at the crazy thing where the animals get in the house and stuff, man. Crazy stuff happens, man. No matter what happens, God's with you. Amen. Can I get a witness? When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. See that? Not overwhelm you. God's going to get you through to the other side. This, whatever it is not meant to destroy you. God's not going to let it overwhelm you. No matter how high the water's getting, and you're like, man, I've been treading water for years now. Okay, but you've been treading water. And the Lord's been holding you up. Amen. And the Lord's been trying to teach us things throughout this whole situation. Does that make sense this morning? It's not going to overwhelm you. That is not his plan for this to overwhelm you. Now, that's Satan's plan. Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Remember the whole thing we talked about last week with Joseph and his brothers? Joseph to his brothers like, hey guys, you meant this for evil. You meant it for evil. You didn't care if I lived or died. Matter of fact, you were going to kill me until you decided to sell me and put a few dollars in your pocket. You know what I mean? That was a bad place to be. You know what I mean? But God was with them. Amen. Satan wanted to destroy Joseph. Satan hated Joseph. Satan knew that the Lord had his hand on Joseph. Joseph wasn't keeping no secrets, man. He was going around telling everybody, God's got big plans for me. God's got some big plans for me. Y'all are going to bow down. Everyone's going to bow down before me one day. You know, Satan knew all that. He heard all that. He didn't know the whole picture, but he's like, God's got a plan for this one. God's got something going on for this one. Let me see what I can do. You know what I mean? Satan wants to destroy. But God says, no, I'm not going to let that happen. This is not to destroy you. This is not to overwhelm you. Amen. And some of us have been in those situations where bad things have happened to us and we kind of shut down shop. You know what I mean? We can't move past that when the Lord says that was not meant to destroy you. That was not meant to destroy you at all. But you're allowing this to destroy you. Amen? You can't do that. The Lord says, I want to use this for something awesome. And we can't even see what that reason is sometimes, like Joseph in the pit. You know what I mean? He probably didn't have a clue how he was going to get from here to where God wanted him to be. Amen? But God was working the whole time behind the scenes. Can I get a witness? Yeah. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Listen, we went from water to fire. Water to fire. That's kind of the whole spectrum there, the whole gambit there. Anything that can happen, can happen. You know what I mean? God can allow some crazy, crazy things to happen in your life, man. And you can't say, well, I'm a Christian. These types of things ain't supposed to happen to me. No, the effects of sin randomly touch down on God's creation. You know what I mean? People that love Jesus die of cancer sometimes. Amen? It's true. People that love Jesus get in car wrecks when they wear their seatbelt. Amen? Look at Isaiah 43 and verse 1. Now, we've already figured this out, Caleb. Bad things can happen. Bad things can happen. God allows bad things to happen. And God just told me, hey, crazy things will happen in your life. Amen? but they're not meant to destroy you. Now look at Isaiah 43 and verse 1. Here are some awesome and amazing promises that can encourage us. Amen. We have to stand on the word of God when we go through these hard times, man. We live in some crazy, crazy times, man. You know what I mean? The media lies to us. Did y'all know that? Have y'all figured that out recently? The media will lie to you. All kinds of craziness going on. What happened this week? North Korea can supposedly officially, after this last missile test, they should be able to get a nuclear missile to Colorado or maybe even Chicago. That's big news. Yeah. But God's in control, right? And no matter what type of situation we're in, guess what? God's going to be there with us. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with us. This morning, the church, the American church, I believe the Lord is really trying to shake us up. The Lord is really trying to shake up the Western church and saying, guys, I really need you to be on the clock right now. I really need you to be interceding and standing in the gap. Does that make sense? Are y'all with me this morning? You know, the Lord has use of his church. And we really need to pray for our president. I don't care if you voted for him or not. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You know what I mean? That man was elected to be our president. Okay? He was elected to be our president, and we have to pray for him. Yeah. Pray for him. If you can't stand him, that doesn't matter. Pray that the Lord will use him, that the Lord will give him wisdom, that the Lord will keep him safe. Because there's evil, evil things afoot. Satan's been awful busy. Okay? So no matter what's going on, we can't put our trust in chariots or horses. That's what the world does. You know what I mean? We can't look at the American military and, man, we got a nice one, and we do. And we got a fine one. We got the best fighting force in the world with the best fighting men and women in the world. But that's not how you win wars. If the Lord's on your side, you cannot be defeated. Amen. Does that make sense this morning? We got to make sure the Lord's on our side. We got to make sure that we're on the right side. Amen. Just because you're an American doesn't mean that you're always on the right side. Amen. And that's the truth. I ain't trying to meddle. I ain't trying to mess nobody up. But we're Christians first. You know what I mean? And no matter what the Lord allows to happen, no matter what happens in our world, God says, I'm going to get you through this. I'm going to hold you by my righteous right hand. I'm not going to leave you or forsake you. Amen. But having said that, I really feel in my heart that we have got to pray for our president. And we got to pray for this nation. Amen. And I wish that we would all do that this week. Okay, so Isaiah 43 and verse 1. But now this says the Lord. That is super, super important right there too, Travis. It doesn't matter what the media says. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Kim Jong-un or whatever that guy's name is. What he says, I'm not trying to be funny or racial or anything like that. Y'all with me this morning? I'm saying what the Lord says, that's what matters. Amen. Hold on to that. During hard and crazy times, God says this so I can stand on it. Amen. But now this says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. That's talking about Israel. Well, what's that have to do with me? What's that have to do with the price of tea in China? Everybody say, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? Well, a lot, because we're spiritual Israel. We have been grafted into the family. Amen. So we are God's people. Amen. Can I get a witness this morning? We're God's people. We've been bought at a price. So listen, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. Hey, remember me, guys. Remember me, the Lord God who formed you, who created you, who called you into being. Because sometimes we can put him on the back burner, like I said this morning. Sometimes we can put the Lord on the back burner. He'll let things get real crazy so we can come running back to him. Amen. He who created you, O Jacob, fear not. You see that? Fear not. The Lord just told me not to fear. So it'd be wise if I did not fear. Fear not. Well, can I have a reason? For I have redeemed you. You see that right there? What an amazing, beautiful thing. There was an amazingly high price that was paid for us to be saved. And if he paid that amazingly high price for us to be saved, don't you think he cares about the little things that we're going through? You see what I'm saying? He's your dad, and he loves you so much. He laid down his life for you, and he says, fear not. Don't you remember? I redeemed you. Fear not. Hey, I'm going to take care of you. Fear not. I'm going to get you through this. Amen? Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. Think about that one this morning. Don't be afraid, no matter what happens. I have saved you. I will save you out of this situation. I have called you by name. The Lord knows you by name. Talk about that a lot around here. We do. We talk about that a lot. But that should really mean something to us. You know what I mean? That, Kayla, he knows you by name. When you were a little girl, he'd look down on you and smile. Now, not so much. No, I'm playing. God is good. God is good. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. No, I'm playing. But I just had to wake everybody up, man. It was that weird, awkward moment where everybody was like chilling. And I'm just playing, sweetheart. You know that. But God knows us by name. Isn't that amazing? The stars in the sky, he knows them by name. He puts them exactly where they need to be. He's orchestrated and controls all this stuff. But he's not too busy to know your name. And he cares about you. Amen? Big news, man. That's really big news. Hey, I might not have been the popular kid in school. People don't pay attention to me at work. God knows you by name. He knows you by name, and he loves you. Loves you so much, he saved your soul. Ephesians 2 and verse 4, but because of his great love for us, look at the Lord's love for us. Because that's another thing, I can't really explain it, right? But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, isn't that beautiful? He's rich in mercy. One thing the Lord ain't lacking in his mercy. Aren't you glad about that? Mercy is us not getting what we deserve. And he's rich in his mercy. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. That's love right there, ma'am. That's love right there, that Jesus Christ laid down his life so I could be saved. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. You see that? We didn't deserve it, Steve. We didn't deserve it. We couldn't earn it. We ain't good enough. And he says, I love you, I love you, I love you. So I'm going to lay down my own son's life for you. It is by grace you have been saved. Grace is us getting what we don't deserve. I'm just trying to say, man, that we can hold on to these things when life gets uncertain, because there's only one thing that is steady. There's only one thing that is certain in this world, you know, because people can come and go out of your life. People can do you wrong that you never thought in a million years would ever do you wrong. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But God says, I'll be here for you, and I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to let you down. I have called you by name. You are mine. You know, that's one of those things right there, that when you're going through it, that really will sock you in the belly. When you realize, man, that you belong to God. Yeah, and I hope everything is just peachy in your life, you know. But don't forget these things, man, because I can promise you this, you know, times will get hard. You know, times will get crazy. And we need to remember this stuff and have it stored away in our heart. Amen. That, you know what? You know what? I belong to God. not only do I belong to God, he says, I am his. I am his. I am his. That's like, you know, Rachel Jean. Rachel Jean's mine. You know what I mean? That's mine. That's what the Lord says. Says, Ron, you are mine. Sister Claudia, you are mine. All right. Okay. Let's go to the next slide. So these things are going to happen. We got that. But we have to give them over to the Lord. You got to. You got to do it. You can't handle it on your own. And that's the thing about Christians, man, is we have this awesome, amazing privilege and blessing that we can give our burdens to the Lord. And he tells us over and over again, hey, give these things to me. They weren't meant for you, okay? I can handle this stuff. The alternative is for you making a big, big mess. The alternative is you going crazy. The alternative is you getting a hold of a seed of bitterness, and it's going to defile many. Whatever's going on, whatever it is, give it to me, and I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to hold on to these promises that Paul just talked about, that I belong to the Lord, that he has redeemed me. Amen. That he is going to get me through this. Amen. And then I'm going to give these things to the Lord. Whatever can steal my joy, I'm going to give them through the Lord. Amen. I'm going to give them to the Lord. Psalms 55 and verse 22. Amen. Cast your burden on the Lord. Cast your burden on the Lord. Amen. You will see that over and over again in Scripture. Cast your cares upon him. Give them to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. That's good news, man. He will sustain you. He's not going to let you go under. The water's getting deep in here. He will sustain you. He's not going to let you go under. The flames are getting hot. They're getting closer. He's not going to let them consume you. He's going to sustain you. He's going to get you through. He's going to give you what you need. Amen. I got to keep my... Turn your eyes, everyone, turn your eyes upon you. Well, it ain't my gift, but I wish it was. Cast your burdens on the Lord and he will sustain you. Listen to this, listen. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. You are his, I am his. This is not to destroy you. He has allowed it. He will allow it. He's going to hold your hand and get you through to the other side. Amen. He's not going to let you go under. He's not going to let you be destroyed. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Okay. Philippians 4 and verse 6. You got it right there. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition. Hey, man, you could have just cut down the sermon by 2 minutes if you wouldn't have put this verse in here, because it's almost like the last verse you just read. I know that, man. I know that. I catch that stuff. You know, yeah. Does he realize he keeps saying this? Yeah, I know. I do. I know. But, you know, beloved, that's how we learn stuff sometimes. And so we're going to cram it in our old noodle here, and then we're going to shove it in our heart, and then we're going to live by it. And we're going to walk by it. And, you know, maybe it's a little repetitious, but we only get to hang out a little bit, you know. Do not be anxious about anything. So there's your permission slip. That's what you can be stressed out about. That's what can ruin your day. Nothing. Big fat goose egg. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition. There it is again. Give it to the Lord with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, I ain't got nothing to be thankful about. Oh, go back to the verse we just read in Isaiah. You belong to the Lord, man. He has redeemed you. Child, you are mine. Big news. With thanksgiving, present your request to God. So give it to the Lord. Well, what's in it for me? And the peace of God. Man, that's good right there. Because the worldly peace is only around for a second. The worldly peace is very situational. You know what I mean? The worldly peace is, oh, death knife, I like this. You know what I mean? But as soon as that fades away, your peace is gone. You know what I mean? or, you know, I'm having a bad day, so I better go, you know, chug-a-lug dug with the fellas, and then it'll be cool. And it'll be cool for a little while, but your problems are getting bigger. They ain't going away. You know what I mean? And then you got the whole problem of, man, where'd my paycheck go? Anyone seen my car keys? That's worldly peace, man. You see what I'm saying? But God says, I'm going to give you real peace, my peace. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, people won't get it, you won't even get it. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Give him some praise, man. Times are going to get tough, man. Sometimes life ain't always how you want it to be, but God is always good. Amen. And he's got peace for you because I'm going to give him my burdens. I'm going to cast my cares upon him, and he's going to give me peace. Matter of fact, he will guard my heart and my mind, man. If I keep my focus on him, Satan can't have what I don't give Satan. Amen? All right. Let's go to the last slide. You guys ready just to give all your burdens to the Lord this morning? Now, looky here. Real fast. Matthew 6 and verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. That is true. You never see a bird at a psychiatrist's office. You know what I mean? They know that the Lord's going to take care of them. And we are way, 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 way more valuable than a bunch of little birds. Did you know that? It's not even really cool to say that anymore. You know what I mean? Because some people are like, man, birds are just as important. No, man, birds ain't just as important as people. No, my bird is just like my child. Well, then that you should go to a psychiatrist then. Yeah. This bird is my baby. See, we're supposed to have authority over these animals. Sometimes we don't tend to them the way we should. But see, we are more valuable than any animal. That's the point this is making right here. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you not, or I mean, I'm sorry, are you not of more value than they? So how do you know birds are not as valuable as humans? The Bible just told me that right there. Are you not of more value than they? Okay. God has put so much value onto you. He says, you're mine. You are mine. I've redeemed you. I have called you by name. Child, you are mine. I'm going to take care of you. You don't have to be stressed out because worrying ain't going to help you out nary a bit. It's going to take you to a better, a badder place. See, in which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of his life? You're not helping anything out by sweating it, by getting stressed out. You're not helping anything. Matter of fact, you're hurting yourself. Smart doctor stuff. Look it up. Rhonda will tell you about that, or Ellen will tell you about that. to worry is not good. See, you're learning. See, if you wouldn't have came, you wouldn't have known all this today. You would have been worse off. Matthew 6 and verse 32. For the Gentiles seek after all these things. The Lord just said right there that to be stressed out, to be freaking out, man, that's how the ungodly lives. And the ungodly can do that because they don't belong to the Lord. They're serving their master. But because of our master, who gives me all these awesome promises, who equips me with the Holy Spirit, he says, I'm going to take care of you, man. No matter what happens, no matter what kind of world you wake up in, amen, I'm going to take care of you. He says, you don't have that luxury. I told you, you can't be anxious about anything. Amen. So when we get all freaked out and we're treating everybody shabbily and we're mean to folks because we're all stressed out, man, that's a bad deal, right? All God's people said that's a bad deal. It is. That's a horrible witness. Amen. In your home, in your place of work. Where's the Jones Report? You know? If you know, I don't know. For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. See that? God knows what you need. He's your Father. Amen. He's a good Father. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. So the whole point of all this is we got to know, we got to understand. Crazy times happen. Things that we don't like happen. God allows them to happen. Amen. God says these things will happen, but they're for a reason. They're for a purpose. But you stand on my word. You give me these burdens. You give me these fears. Amen. I'm going to take care of you. Amen. There's a reason for this. Amen. There's a reason I'm allowing you to go through this crisis. Amen. Just think about Joseph, man. You know what I mean? Think about Daniel in the lion's den. Amen. God allows us to go through it, but it's for a good, big, 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 big blessing. Amen. Oh, Jesus, we just love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we are a church of folks that love one another, that we are concerned about one another, and we pray for one another, Lord. Lord God, let us pray for our government leaders, Lord. Let us pray for our president, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord God, that we will pray for our family members and our church family, Lord. Let us learn, Lord, the lessons that you want us to learn, Lord. Let us learn to rely and to trust and to lean on you no matter what you allow to happen, that we know that you're allowing it for a good reason, Lord, no matter what. We won't give in to fear. We won't give in to worry, Lord, because you know, we know that you're a good and loving Father, and you're going to do what's best for us. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. I really hope that you guys can come next Sunday, and we're going to feast and have a good time and say goodbye to two very special young men for just a little while. And so try and make that. And also be praying for those families that are going to give up their loved ones for a few years. And men's Bible study tomorrow, 1:30, Whataburger, come out to that. Wednesday, we have a whole lot of awesomeness going on for every age group, except we don't have childcare on Wednesday nights, but we would love to have you come worship with us. Our visitors, we're so glad you came to worship with us this morning. God bless you. We love you. And Donnie's going to take us home.
Dear gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Father God. Thank you for a praying family, Father God. We ask blessings upon those that's going out to serve our country, Father God. Protect them, Father God. Comfort the families as they be without for a while, but they will be safe in your hands. Protect our children as they go back to school. In Jesus' name, amen.